These are the kind of games that I know you as a player live for. The coaches, great respect, but there's a rivalry there. Let's talk about the Badgers on Tuesday. Speaking of rivalries, going up to the Barn in Minneapolis. Credit to the Gophers. They made a big run. But when Wisconsin had to be at its best, it was.
That's the thing about this team this year. They can take sustained punches and finish, and that is not normal, and that shows their maturity as they've grown through this year.
Yeah, it really has, the ability to absorb that. And we've had, you know, that was that under 5-point game. They haven't had a ton of those, obviously, but they have had the down-the-wire games, tight, late against Northwestern. They close them out tight, late at Ohio State. They close them out. Part of that veteran savvy that this team really has to its advantage, right?
They know how to hold on, and that's, again, that's part of that veteran, like you just mentioned. They're mature and they're showing it.
As for the Spartans, they have some maturity as well, and it shows. Tyson Walker is on quite a run for Michigan State, averaging just a shade less than 20 points per game. Charlie talked with Greg Gard. It just seems like a wild card for the Spartans is Malik Hall. Injury issues last year, kind of a staggered start this year. But he's in rhythm right now, and that's big for Michigan State.
It's really big for them. He's that key pivotal guy that can play a lot of positions, and when he's at his best, they're super dangerous.
All right, your officials for tonight's game, DJ Karstensen, Kip Kissinger, and Keith Kimball. And this is the only Big Ten game tonight, so the Badgers sitting at 7-1, a half game ahead of Purdue. Then you have Illinois and Northwestern each at 5-3, Nebraska at 5-4. So the Badgers trying to keep their grip on first place here in this very tightly contested conference.
Yeah. This conference is one of the top in the country, in my opinion, because it's so close, right? No matter where you play, no matter what night it is, the games are competitive.
Spartans come out in the traveling dark green and the white trim. The Badgers in the home whites, cardinal trim, a little gray in there as well. The player-designed uniforms. As we are set to go, there's generally a little more juice in the building when the Spartans are in town. And now with the semester underway, it ramps up another level or two.
You can feel it. The energy is palpable in here tonight. And I loving every minute of it right now.
Yes, sir. Marty Sissoko, Stephen Crowell will jump center. As we are ready to roll at the Kohl Center in Madison. Toss in, tap two. Wisconsin Badgers move to our left. We are underway in Madison. Chucky Hepburn against Tyson Walker. Throw to Max Pleasant. Refeeds Chucky. Flips it left wing for Stephen Crowell. Sissoko is on Crowell. They work along the perimeter. Max outside right. Bounce past the Wall with 13 on the shot clock. Wall against Malik Hall. The double from Sissoko. Out to Crowell. Open three. Right side. Off the rim. No good. Jaden Aiken elevates for the rebound. Michigan State to our right in the first half. Hogard against A.J. Storr out between the circles. Hogard with a right hand flip to Hall. Checked by Tyler Wall. A pass out to Sissoko. Turns it to Akins. He's with Klesman. Now Walker versus Hepper. High screen Sissoko. Walker right wing jump off the dribble. No good. Rebound Storr for Wisconsin. Opening minute, no score. Hepburn up the left sideline of the front court for Wisconsin. He'll flip it to Tyler Wall. Rotates to Klesman on the right side. Max with a feed for Crowell at the top of the circle. Starts it off to Hepburn, high on the left. Chucky off the high screen from Crowell. Hepburn surveys, finds Wall up top. Tyler dribbles to the free throw line, out to Storr. With nine to shoot, A.J. off the left wing. Spin move in the lane, up right hand. Missed it, but a foul. And A.J. Storr, an 84% free throw shooter, will go to the line for two.
It's that extra step that I don't think many defenders know is coming, but AJ's really good at spinning out of that.
He is. That foul was on Tyson Walker, his first. Storr with a couple of big-time pressure free throws crunch time against Minnesota. Likewise with Tyler Wall. Storr hits the first. Wisconsin, the best free throw shooting team in the league at 78%, better than 81% in conference games.
What AJ does really well is able to hang in the air, and that's where he caught Tyson in just a little bit of a pinch.
Both free throws are good. First points of the night. AJ Hogard outside right, left hand dribble around a high screen from Sissoko. Hogard picked up by Storr right now. Hogard picks up the dribble. He'll throw it to Hall, refeeds Hogard. Hogard surveys, moving left off the high screen from Sissoko. Feeds Aiken, sends it back to Hogard against Crowell now. Hogard takes him on. Off the left wing he goes, feeds Hall, baseline right, 10-footer, back iron no good. Rebound tapped into the hands of Crowell. Lead feed Hepburn, right sideline to the front court is Chucky. Hepburn bobs around a Wall screen, and a foul is called. Illegal screen there on Tyler Wall. More of a blocking football technique there, and that'll be his first foul.
It was almost one of those, I think he was just trying to get out of the way.
Yeah, he was.
He was like, where are you? I can't see you.
And then ended up running them over. Minute 45 gone by, 2-0 Wisconsin. Hogard outside left. Bobs off the high screen from Sissoko. Busman picks him up. Now Aikens right of the lane. Inside feed for Hall. Deflected by Tyler Wall. And it goes out of bounds. And they may say it went off of Malik Hall. The officials talking about it. Nope. They're going to say off of Tyler Wall. It'll be Michigan State ball. Hogard campaigning, but it will be Spartan ball. Inbounds pass. Walker catching, shooting, and missed badly. Rebound back tapped out to Marty Sissoko. Now Malik Hall moving in on Wall, who knocked it away. Loose ball snapped up by Storr. Hogard is back. Here comes A.J. in the lane. He got tied up and fouled by Hogard. And A.J. Storr back to the free throw line. Give Wall credit, though, for igniting that turnover.
You know, I think that really got under Wall's skin. That wasn't off of him. And so he came really fierce into that position against Hall and took it away from him.
2:08 gone by, 2-0 Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn inbounding the Wall, throws to Klesman high on the rights. Axe with a feed for Hepburn. Tyson Walker is out on Chucky. Hepburn takes it off the wing, out of the free throw line. Fades, flips, missed it short. Sissoko the rebound. Outlet to Hogard, finds Hall. Nice catch on the pass, low on the left. Emily Call will finish, tied at two.
There's that rebound and run, and Wisconsin's got to know that's coming.
Michigan State can be a very sticky defensive team. There's a whistle off the ball as Wall got popped to the floor by Malik Hall. That'll be his first foul. And now Carson Cooper, 6'11", sophomore out of Jackson, Michigan, will come in for Hall.
That's just a silly foul right there. There's no reason that far away from the ball to get even tied up.
Tied at two, 2.5 minutes gone by. Hepburn, baseline left, inbounds the store, left corner. And he stepped on the sideline. Turnover, Wisconsin. Second miscue early for the Badgers.
Well, what we've noticed here early on is it's, I've got this, you got that.
Yes.
A lot of matching up, and it's really well matched up. There's not been a one advantage here yet.
Hogard to the front court. Out high against Storr. Hogard, the right-hand hip-high dribble. He'll throw it to Tyson Walker, left elbow. Covered up by Wall. Walker sends it back out to Hogard. Feeds Walker, top of the circle. Hepburn defending. Looking off a high screen. Walker to the free throw line. Hepburn chasing. Slips, falls down. Shot clock is at four. Walker left wing against Crowell. Pumping. Left corner three try. No good. Rebound loose. Gathered by Klesman. 3:10 gone by. Tied at two.
Really great job, all five guys on the offensive or on the defensive glass getting after that rebound.
Crowell backing on Cooper, turns up left hand, good. Steven Crowell getting the post position, 4-2 Wisconsin.
And you let Stevie Crowell get that deep, he's got a really patented hook over the middle.
Yeah, right hand or left. Went to the offhand there. Here's Hogard out high. Sissoko the screen. Hogard will move to his right. Now into the lane. Hogard shot blocked by Storr, but they're going to get a foul, it looks like, on A.J. Ooh, he is frustrated. Max Klesman calming him down. That's the first foul on Storr. He definitely got ball, but they're going to say he got a little bit of body
probably
as well.
As he came down with it.
Ooh.
I don't know. As tense as it is, and also as physical, you hope they let him keep playing.
A.J. Hogard, an 83% free throw shooter, will be at the line for two. Spartans, a 70% free throw shooting team as Hogard hits the first. And now Carter Gilmore, John Blackwell coming in for Wisconsin. Malik Paul and Trey Holloman are on for the Spartans. Soko and Walker will sit down. Klesman and Wall also coming out.
Well, you had to think the crafty veteran Hogard getting to that line, you know, getting some extra free points.
Hogard averaging 11 a game. First free throw good. Second free throw too long, no good. Blackwell secures the rebound for Wisconsin. 4-3, the Badgers just getting started with 3 minutes 50 seconds into the game. Hepburn throwing to Crowell. A lob to Storr, catches, goes down, back up, and in. Good decision. Instead of trying to be spectacular, just got the bucket the other way quickly. Here's Akins, left of the lane, pass deflected, got the Holloman, tries the right side three, no good, and the rebound of Stephen Crowell.
Good rotation by Wisconsin. That was a lot of quick action by Michigan State.
Here's Hepburn weaving through some Michigan State traffic, left of the lane, Holloman defending, Hepburn backing, left lane line to the block, one pump, two pumps, turns it out to Crowell, top of the circle, leaves it for Storr high on the right. 6-3 Wisconsin, long three, Storr, good! NBA range three for A.J. Storr. No, 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 yes.
And Hogarth's like, what do I do about that?
9-3 Wisconsin. 4.5 minutes gone by. Hogarth off the Carson Cooper screen. Right elbow jumper off the bounce. Back iron, front iron. It falls off, no good. Rebound loose. Whistle, foul called here against Wisconsin. And we'll see specifically who the guilty
like
party
Blackwell.
Is. Ooh, it's going to be on John Blackwell. That'll be his first as we hit our first media timeout. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffel store the weekend of January 25th through the 27th. That'd be this weekend. For Badger Sale Weekend, you get a $100 gift card to the University Bookstore when you spend $2,999 or more. Relax. It's Steinhoffel's. 15-18 left of the first half. Wisconsin 9, Michigan State 3. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards. Freshen up your home with a new coat of paint from Dutch Boy. Get quality products with features like mildew-resistant coating, stain shield technology, and dirt-resistant paint and primer in one, all in Dutch Boy's award-winning Twist and Pour container. Pick up a gallon of DuraClean interior paint starting at $19.97 after $8 mail-in rebate. Price is good through January 28th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
First half, 9-3 Wisconsin leading Michigan State. Spartans have missed six of their first seven shots. Michigan State inbounding. Carson Cooper off the left elbow. Hands it to Tyson Walker. Chased by Hepburn. A pass for Trey Holloman. Holloman is a very good three-point shooter. He's on the dribble against Nolan Winter now. Storr picks him up and a throw out to Walker. Shot clock at 5. Walker high on the left. Puts it on the deck. Pull up jump just inside the arc left side. No good. Rebound Carter Gilmore. Good defense from Wisconsin.
Really good defense. Able to get out high and defend on that dribble penetration.
Blackwell out front throwing to Nolan Winter. Hands off to Hepburn. Chucky darts at the Gilmore. Turns to Storr on the left wing. Storr against Holloman. Takes the three. Throws it out to Winter. Feeds Hepburn with 10 to shoot. Deep three Chucky right of the circle and bricked it wide left. Rebound Gilmore throws it up. No, but a foul as Carter Gilmore hitting the offensive glass. And he'll go to the free throw line for two shots.
Right now, Wisconsin is making efforts on both ends, every which way that they can. You can see it on the defensive side, and now you're seeing it on the offensive glass side. They're really neutralizing Michigan State.
Carson Cooper called for the foul as Gilmore at the free throw line. He connects on the first.
In
And Cooper, if they get him in foul trouble, he's dangerous inside.
Yep. Cooper out. Jackson Kohler, 6'9 sophomore in the lineup, finally getting some run. He comes back from a foot injury. Second free throw, Gilmore left it short. Jaden Akins the rebound. 10-3 Wisconsin. We're 5.5 minutes into the game. Trey Holloman will set the floor. Mentioned he's a very good three-point shooter. 44% he is coming into this game. Akins will leave it for Walker against Hepburn. Walker with a pass for Kohler at the top. He's with Nolan Winter. Kohler gives it up to Akins with a hard left-hand dribble in the lane. Feeds Kohler low on the right. Layup good. That's an inside feed to Jackson Kohler.
Just late on that rotation there by Gilmore. He's got to be able to be inside the lane.
10-5 Wisconsin. 14:03 left in the first half. Hepburn against Walker. Chucky off the high screen from Winter. Feeds Storr. Drives off the right wing. Pull up jump in the lane. Good. A.J. Storr with 9 early points. 12-5 Wisconsin.
He's able to stop really quickly and elevate straight up, which is so hard to defend against.
Oh, you're right. He really slams on the brakes. Here's Walker baseline left. The drive wraparound. Good. Going left to right on the reverse layup. 12-7 Wisconsin.
He's not going to stay quiet all night.
Average of 19.7 per game is Tyson Walker. 13:30 left in the half. 5-point lead, Wisconsin. Gilmore at the top. Throws to Hepburn. High on the left. Hepburn on the dribble. A bounce for Gilmore against Malik Cole. Out the Winter for three. Left of the circle. Book it. Nolan Winter with a triple. 15-7 Wisconsin.
Really good in-out basketball right now by Wisconsin. That ball's moving quickly.
Mentioned the threes really helped Wisconsin in that first game against Michigan State. Helping Wisconsin early tonight, 2 out of 4. Holloman goes inside. Kohler low on the left. Shot missed badly. Gilmore in there to disrupt. And then a foul on the rebound here against Wisconsin. And they're going to get Blackwell the way they were signaling there. Let's see.
Just out of position on that one.
It's 2 on Blackwell. And Malik Cole at the free throw line where he is 69%. Had just 2 points did Hall in the first game against the Badgers in December. His free throw is good for Hall. Wall, Crow, Klesman, and Connor Esegin. They're coming in for Wisconsin now, and it's going to be a wholesale change as Isaac Lindsay is in for Blackwell.
Well, Lindsay's got a big assignment to fill in here for Blackwell and be able to not only be on the defensive side, but he's really got to be a presence on the offensive end.
Second free throw for Hall after making the first. Connects on the second. 15-9 Wisconsin. 12:58 left in the first half. And Lindsay will bring it up against Hogard. Right sideline of the front court. Left hand flip. Tyler Wall turns to Klesman. Max at the top. As with Holloman, a throw to Lindsay, high in the rights. Lindsay, one dribble, feeds Klesman, loops it inside. Crow catches, Kohler defending, single coverage, backing is Crow at the left block. Turns up and under, low on the left, good. Nicely done from Stephen Crow, 17-9 Wisconsin. Walker quickly up the other way for Michigan State, 12:30 left in the first half. Malik Cole throwing to Hogard, off the left elbow, inside Hall, low on the left, slam dunk, Malik Cole, he has 6.
Tyler got caught cheating. You can't come up the lane line on those kind of plays. You got to stay even.
17-11, Wisconsin. 12:15 left in the first half. Wall at the top of the circle. The dribbles, a handoff to Connor Esegin. High on the left against Walker. Sends it back to Wall. Wall finds a cutting Klesman, and he was tagged by Holloman, who was chasing Max. And that's going to be the first foul on Trey Holloman, and already 5 against Michigan State.
Really good job by Stephen Crow the last 2 possessions, actually. I know he didn't get the ball on the 2 times ago, but in the last possession, did a great job against Kohler, and that's why Sissoko's back in there. He just backed him in and got him pinned.
Yep, in there for Kohler. Here's Esegin. Left side, 3 in the way is good. Connor Esegin wasting no time. That quick release. 20-11 Wisconsin.
Gosh, that's so pretty coming
it
off his
really
hand.
Is. 11:50 left in the first half. Walker out front against Klesman. A feed for Holloman as Esegin sent to the floor. He and Hall got tangled up. And they're going to get a foul here against Esegin for Wisconsin. And the team fouls are matched up now at 5 as we hit the under 12 media timeout. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And by Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline. It helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 11:45 left of the first half. Wisconsin 20, Michigan State 11. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. And Badger fans, today's game brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub, Lots of Matcha Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. Badgers 7 of 10 from the floor. 11:45 left in the first half. Wisconsin 20, Michigan State 11.
Well, you're not going to hold Michigan State down to 17% as they started at the beginning of the game. But what's really key is both teams are really focusing heavily on getting that ball on the inside play. And it's doing well. Wisconsin, though, what I would like to see is their bench production points. Mm-hmm. They've got 7 points already out of the 20 out of the bench.
And Nolan Winter, Connor Resegian hitting threes and a free throw from Carter Gilmore. You got Lindsey, Resegian, Klesmet, Wall, and Crow out there for Wisconsin. And just checking us out, Kamari McGee out indefinitely. He was hurt in that game against Indiana last Friday. So he'll be without his services for the time being as Tyson Walker brings it up top. Throwing to Hogard, driving on Lindsey. Goes through the lane, now at the right block, hangs in the air, feeds Hall, tries a three left of the circle, and it's off the rim and in. Shooter's bounce there for Malik Hall, 20-14 Wisconsin.
Well, he's proving that you can't leave him open.
Resegian out front, bounce pass to Crow at the top of the circle. He'll throw it to Lindsey up top. Lindsey holds and looks, surveys against A.J. Hogard. Flips it to Klesmet, shot clock at 10. Klesmet goes into Tyler Wall, left of the lane. Malik Hall defending, five to shoot. Wall back in the double from Sissoko. Tried to whip it cross-court to Klesmet, picked off by Walker. On the run, Tyson Walker. He's in the lane, turns it back out. Hogard open for three, left side, good. Back-to-back threes, and Michigan State's within three.
That's the kind of stuff that good teams don't do, is make those kind of errors, because you know Michigan State's going to turn those into points.
20-17, Wisconsin. Bodies again on the floor as Sejan and Sissoko this time getting tangled up.
That was a really good cross game by Asijan to get Crowell into that post position. And I don't think Sissoko saw him there. Ran right through him.
That's first foul on Sissoko, the sixth on Michigan State. Hepburn and Storr coming back in. Lindsey and Asijan will sit down.
That's a quick six.
Yeah,
by
it
Michigan
was.
State.
10:42 left in the half. 20-17 Wisconsin. Inbounds pass to Crowell. Baseline left against Sissoko. Backing is Crowell. Mid post left. Down the lane. Turns up right hand. Good. Stephen Crowell with six, 22-17, Wisconsin.
Ooh, Crowell came to play tonight,
that
baby.
That was a grown man's work. Jaden Akins outside left, high screen Sissoko. Akins against Klesman. Lost the dribble, ball is loose. Klesman dies, can't get it. Hogarth is there, foul line jumper, back rim, in and out, no good. Rebound Crowell, outlet to Storr. And here comes A.J. Storr, right side of the front court for Wisconsin. Badgers lead by five, 10:07 left of the first half. Stephen Crowell, Lisa for Hepburn, Chucky off the Crowell screen. Outside left, a pass for Tyler Wall. Dribble hand off to Storr. A.J. up top, he'll snap off another three. Back iron, no good. Rebound Michigan State. Elevating was Malik Hall. Sends it ahead to A.J. Hogarth. 9:45 left of the first half, 22-17 Wisconsin. Hogarth against Storr. A throw to Tyson Walker high on the left. Hooks it into Malik Cole. Left of the lane. Crowell defending. Hall, baseline left jumper, is off the rim once. Twice and out, no good. Rebound Wall.
Really good job by Crowell to stay down and make him shoot a contested 17-foot jumper.
Storr out front. Going to Klesman high on the right. Goes into Crowell right of the lane. Sissoko defending. Backing is Crowell. Walker teasing as though he'll dig. Still backing his crowd. Turns baseline. Now reverse layup. No good. Trying to go right to left. Rebound Sissoko. 9:10 left in the half. 22-17 Wisconsin. Hogarth to the front court. Feeds Jaden Akins on the left wing. Back out to Hogarth. Hogarth directing some traffic right now for Michigan State offensively. Finds Walker off the curl to the free throw line. Back out to Hogarth. 12 of the shot clock. Hogarth kills the dribble. Gets it out near half court for Walker. Walker against Hepburn. 7 on the shot clock. Chucky trying to get into him. Working around the screen. Walker pull up. Mid-range. Right side. Good. That was pretty.
Man. Quick, slow. Quick,
yes.
Slow. He does a really good job of mixing up the pace, and that's what makes him elite.
22-19 Wisconsin. 8.5 minutes left till halftime. Max Klesman. He's up for Crowell, turns to Hepburn, tossed it out to Storr in the left wing. A.J. drifting back out front, feeds Wall, rotates Hepburn to the right side. Chucky with a jab step, throws it to Crowell, one dribble, hands it back to Hepburn, 8 to shoot. Hepburn feeds Crowell, goes into Wall, quick turn, low on the right, throws it up too strong, got his own rebound, one putt, back up, got it, count it, had a foul. Tyler Wall, following his own miss, gets the bucket, plus one.
He's got a nose for that ball, baby.
He really does.
Woo! That is so fun to watch. He is just so aggressive on that offensive glass, and he just pays off for him.
Lee Cole just picked up his second foul. He comes out.
That's actually a big thing for them, because without Hall in there, you got to put Cooper, who has already got one, and if he gets a second, they've got to go back to Kohler, who is going to get dominated down there by either Wall or Crowell.
Winter in for Crowell right now. Wall at the free throw line trying to finish the three-point play. Missed it. Rebound, Dolan Winter. So the possession continues for Wisconsin. 24-19, the Badgers. Max Klesman out front. Holloman is all over Klesman. A throw to Tyler Wall. He's with Cooper, top of the circle. Wall back out to Max. Looking to attack in the lane. The floater is good for Max Klesman. Puts it on the deck. What a take.
That first step. Over-aggressive, over-the-top foot. Good job by Klesman to read it.
26-19, Wisconsin. 7:40 left till halftime. Akins high on the left. He'll throw it to Tyson Walker. Brings it back out high against Hepper. Sissoko sets the high screen. Walker on the dribble. Takes it left of the lane. Hepburn stays with him. Right-hand toss out to Akins. He'll work off a high screen from Cooper. Wall picks him up. Akins still pounding the dribble. Right lane line. Stops, spins, shoots mid-post right around the rim and in for Jaden Akins, his first points.
Oof. Talk about some tough baskets.
Boy, no
Michigan
kidding.
State's really sticking in there.
26-21, Wisconsin. 7:10 left in the half. Storr throwing to Hepburn high on the right. Chucky will feed Winter. A pass for Wall at the left point. Now to Hepburn to the line. Chucky down the lane. Low on the right. Throws it up. No good. Too strong. Got his own rebound. Out the store. Thinking about it. Stamps off a three. Left side off the back iron. No good. Long rebound. Trey Holloman of Michigan State. 6:50 left in the half. 26-21. Wisconsin. Holloman throwing to Tyson Walker. Sends it back to Holloman between the circles as A.J. Storr defends. Holloman with a pass for Walker, high in the rights. Walker with a bounce to Cooper. Parsing Cooper against Wall. Backing is Cooper. Right block, turns, flips it right hand. Back rim, no. Sissoko, the offensive rebound. Low on the left, puts it up short. Rebound. Fought for, and it's Winter coming up with it for Wisconsin. And here comes Klesman. Little 5-on-4 for Wisconsin. Finds Wall. He's open. Low on the right. Layup good. Cooper went down, was slow to rejoin the party. The Badgers take advantage.
Wow, do I love the aggressive play in the post tonight by Wisconsin.
28-21, the Badgers, 6:05 left in the half. Walker off the Cooper screen. Walker now moves off a Sissoko screen to the right elbow. A throw out to Akins. Deep three, left side. Good for Jaden Akins. He's a 36% three-point shooter, 28-24 Wisconsin. 5:48 left in the half.
Did we expect anything else than this?
No. As advertised. Lesman out front. He'll take a three straight on, and that's off the rim short, no good. And a whistle as Jaden Akins, I don't know if he was a little bit shaken up. Play is stopped or the ball went out of bounds. Tom Izzo has been not happy about something over there, but we'll go ahead and take the under eights media timeout. So we'll go ahead and take a break. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Cleary Building Corps. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 5:39 left in the first half. Wisconsin 28, Michigan State 24. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-botted dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs in the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company SI and its operating company, 6000 America Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 28-24, the Badgers lead Michigan State with 5:39 left in the half.
Matt, what I'm seeing right now is Wisconsin's dominating the paint, not only on the rebounding side, but on second chance points. And if they're going to continue that kind of rhythm, that's going to stave off some of these early, I'd say very well contested shots by Michigan State. They're hitting them right now, but as the game goes on, those are tough shots to make when you get tired.
Meanwhile, the Badgers are 11 of 20 from the floor, 3 of 8 from downtown. Paint points 16 to 8 in favor of Wisconsin. Asijan, Blackwell, Gilmore, Winter, and Hepburn on the floor for Wisconsin.
Nice quick breather here, probably into the next media timeout.
Here comes A.J. Hogarth. Leaves it for Carson Cooper. A hand off to Holloman as they weave it out front. Off the screen from Kohler. Hogarth releases to Akins against Connor Asijan. Bounce pass to Cooper. Matching up with Nolan Winter. Trying to get it to Holloman. It goes off his hands and out of bounds. Turnover, Michigan State.
Great job. Wisconsin's hedging. They're moving. They're staying in position. All the little things they were making mistakes against Minnesota, they've corrected those.
That burn will throw to Nolan Winter high in the right. He's up for Blackwell between the arcs. Gets it to Esiejan, open, flips a three, right side, money. Second three-point hit for Connor Esiejan, 31-24, Wisconsin.
There's a big grimace on Coach Izzo's face after that, like, oh, you gave him space.
Here comes Akins off the left wing, hanging in the air in the lane, shot around it out, no, tipped up around the rim and in.
Wow, great job by Cooper off that to get a second-hand tip on it.
They actually credited Kohler with that.
Okay.
One or the other. 31-26 Wisconsin, 4:45 left in the first half. Kohler with 4 points here in this half for Michigan State. Here's Blackwell off the left wing. Goes to Nolan Winter. Clean look at a three. Right side, he splashed it. Second three for the big freshman.
That's really important right now. The ball's moving so well. Michigan State's getting sucked too far in, trying not to give that inside Pate moves, and they're leaving the bigs wide open.
34-26, Wisconsin. Holloman feeds A.J. Hogarth on the left side. Throws to Akins, refeeds Hogarth. Ian Akins play catch. Akins against Esiejan. A flip for Hogarth high on the left, moving right off the Carson Cooper screen. Shot clock at 7. Hogarth to the lane. Pull-up 10-footer is good.
Really good job separating there by Hogarth. Veteran move.
34-28 Wisconsin, 4 minutes left in the first half. Pepper to the front court. He'll throw to Carter Gilmore, high on the right. Sends to Winter, one dribble. Leaves it for Blackwell at the left point. Blackwell, top of the circle, throws to Gilmore. Leaves it for Esiejan. Long three, right side, heat check. Back rim, no good. Offensive rebound, John Blackwell. Baseline left, moving in on Akins in the lane. Pushed it up, got it, and one. Oh, my goodness. The freshman with an upperclassman, and one.
Whoa. Somebody's been in the weight room this week.
No kidding.
Holy cow.
Under four, media timeout as Carson Cooper picked up his second foul. We'll take a break. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 3:40 left in the first half. Wisconsin 36, Michigan State 28. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what built Ford Tough Trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. Wisconsin basketball also brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers, and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 3:40 left of the first half. Wisconsin 36, Michigan State 28.
Both teams low, very low on the turnover side, 2 and 3. The other thing for Wisconsin that has made them successful in every game, 50% of their production out of the paint right now.
Sir.
And that is evident because as Michigan State, what do they have to do? They have to suck down in and help protect the rim, open threes. Wisconsin's doing a really nice job rotating the ball.
Badgers shooting 58% from the floor. They're 5 of 11 from three. Michigan State is one of the best defensive teams in the country. Their defensive adjusted efficiency is top 20 material nationally. See, our TV counterparts are just here for the food. You got, Brandon Gaudin, LaFonso Ellis. They're just here for the cheese curds.
I don't blame them.
Hey, why wouldn't you? It's Friday.
We live here. And,
that's right.
And we love them.
At the Texas guys, thanks for passing it along.
Yeah, right.
Blackwell at the foul line, and he converts the free throw, finishing the three-point play. He'll come out. Klesman is in.
Key minutes. We got about a minute and 40 rest for some of the starters, and they're back in here to help finish the rest of the half.
37-28 Wisconsin, 3:33 left till halftime. Bogard loops it to Jackson Kohler, trying to back down on Gilmore. Kohler in the lane, fades, flips, and front rim around the rim and in. Kohler with six. He has provided a lift for the Spartans in his first half.
Wow, what a big boy move.
It was. 37-30 Wisconsin. 3:10 left in the half. Gilmore, right wing. Throws it out to Klesman. High on the right. A feed for Crow. Hands it back to Max against Holloman. Klesman on the dribble. A good hedge and a screen from Sissoko. Now Gilmore dribbles off the wing. Pivots in the lane. He'll throw it out to Esigen. Under the arc. Mid-range jumper. Good. Connor Esigen with eight. 39-30 Wisconsin.
Looked like Aiken took one in the thigh right there. He's rubbing it out.
A.J. Hogard backing on Esigen, runs it out to Kohler. He'll try a three straight away, and it thuds off the rim, no good. Rebound tip from Crowell to Max Klesman. And now here's A.J. Storr, front court, drives by Kohler. In the lane, low on the left, goes up, no, but he was fouled. And I think it was Tyson Walker who got him flying in there. Let's see, man, maybe not.
No,
they get Kohler.
It was Kohler, but he's really
Walker is the way he's hurting right now. He flashed in there, kind of that last possession you were talking about, Charlie. Yeah, Tyson Walker, he's trying to play through it right now, but he's feeling it. That right thigh, it looks like.
Yeah, it looks high. It could be up near the hip flexor. He's really grimacing. He's not able to take a full step.
A.J. Storr hits the first free throw as Tyler Wall comes back in, replacing Gilmore. Holloman outs. Cohen Carr, a high-flying 6'5 freshman, checks in. 40-30 Wisconsin, 2:32 left in the first half. Second free throw coming up for A.J. Storr, who has 10 first-half points, make it 11. 4-4 at the line. Hepburn checks back in for Esigen. The Badgers now with their biggest lead of the game at 11 points, 41-30, 2:32 left in the half.
Connor played really key minutes there for 3.5 minutes for Wisconsin and just played with inside himself.
Badgers are 15 of 25 from the field. Hogard between the circles. He'll throw it out to Tyson Walker. Spartans 12 of 26 from the floor after a slow start. Walker goes into Kohler, mid-post left. Hands it off to A.J. Hogard, left wing. Hogard eyes it up, 5 on the shot clock, passes out to Walker. Walker off the Kohler screen, splits the defense. Bobble got it back, throws it up high off the glass. No, glass only, shot clock violation against Michigan State.
Great job by Wisconsin. Everybody stayed in position, didn't get oversold on some of those fakes. Really good job. They're doing a nice job almost every game clock ending situation.
2 minutes left in the first half, 41-30. Wisconsin leads Michigan State as Hepburn brings it up for Wisconsin. Angles left to the front court. High screen, floats it off to his right against A.J. Hogard. A flip to Crow, hands it back to Chuck. Kick out Storr, fakes the three. Off the left wing, Storr in the lane, glides up. Shot knocked away, got his own rebound, and then got tied up and fouled by A.J. Hogard. Good job by Storr of staying with it.
And what a quick move off the ground by Sissoko. I mean, that reaction when Storr came across to get that.
Yes.
Man. That's what we were talking about earlier pregame. They are so long.
Yep, and athletic, especially Sissoko. Hogard picked up his second foul. Storr will be at the foul line. Badgers are in the double bonus. First free throw in and out for Storr. His first miss at the free throw line. Jaden Akins will come in for Hogard.
He's a little upset at himself. Somebody who shoots in the 80% range doesn't like to miss those easy buckets.
Yeah, 84% is Storr at the foul line coming into this game. Second free throw is good. So he splits 42-30 Wisconsin with a minute 43 left in the first half. Tyson Walker brings it up for Michigan State against Chucky Hepburn. Chucky getting into Walker just left of the center circle. Walker pounding the dribble, right hand hip high. Surveys the floor, throws to Akins. He'll shoot it, right elbow, good. Jaden Akins, the catch and the quick shot.
Man, if you can hit those shots all night, that is a tough defensive lineup here for Max.
42-32, Wisconsin. A minute 15 left till halftime. Crow hands off to Hepburn. High on the right. Feeds Wall at the top of the circle. Wall puts it on the floor against Marty Sissoko. Takes it into the lane. Bounce out to Max. Flips a three. Right side. In and out. No good. Rebound Sissoko. Knocked away. Wall. Ball loose. And Akins comes up with it. Here comes Michigan State. 55 seconds left in the half. 10-point lead, Wisconsin. Timeout, Tom Izzo. He's taking the use it or lose it with 53.2 seconds left in the half. 42-32, Wisconsin.
All those second half defensive woes that they showed in Minnesota, they have absolutely corrected. Ball penetration, second opportunities, weak side defense. It's all here present in the first half.
Yeah, and credit to Michigan State, even though it's down 10, it has made some really contested shots in this first half.
That's what I'm saying. If you can hit 15 to 17 foot jumpers on the fly at full speed, okay, kudos to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you get those in the first half.
No doubt. No one gets closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We got your team covered. Anywhere you go, get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. Well, the Badgers have been lights out offensively, 15 to 27, a plus 5 on the glass, plus 4 in points in the paint, 18 to 14.
Yeah, and those are the places they needed to be able to dominate. Keep the glass, keep the paint, and that's that rhythm. And it leaves a lot of that inside and out that we've been noticing here in the first half.
Inbounds pass to Trey Holloman against Storr. 50 seconds left in the first half. Holloman off the Sissoko screen. Left foul line extended, throws to Walker, feeds Holloman, turns to Akins left corner. He'll try a three, and it's off the rim, no good. Rebound Klesmet for the Badgers. 38 seconds left in the first half, 42-32 the Badgers. At about 10 seconds and change difference, game to shot clock. With the ball is Crow, right wing. Goes to Wall with 28 seconds left in the half. Hepburn out high. A lob to Wall. He'll catch low on the right. Turns in traffic. Couple of pumps. Feeds Max. Turned down the three. Puts it on the deck and got fouled. And Klesmet will be at the line for two shots. Trey Holloman with his second foul.
Super smart. No need to take that three. Get in. You're already in the double bonus. That's a really heads-up move by Max.
Klesmet, an 89% free throw shooter, 33 of 37. He'll shoot two with 20.4 seconds left in the half. 2 points in this first half for Max, averaging 10 a game and almost 18 a game over his last five, but he is short with the first free throw. Carter Gilmore will come back in for Tyler Wall. Remember, Tyler picked up that first foul early in the game, so Greg Davey protecting him here.
Smart.
One more free throw coming up for Klesmet. 42-32, Wisconsin. 20.4 seconds left in the first half. Second free throw for Max is good, and the lead is back to 11 for Wisconsin. Michigan State could take the final shot of the half as Walker brings it up. Hepburn bothered him just a little bit in the backcourt. Walker gets it across the midstripe. Down to 13 seconds left to the break. Wisconsin has one foul to give. Keep that in mind. Walker off high screen. Sissoko and a whistle and a foul called on Carter Gilmore. That's the foul to give with 7.9 seconds left in the half. First foul on Gilmore.
Gilmore got lucky because probably another half a second. That would have been an intentional foul because he didn't go for the ball. Really lucky there.
Nolan Winter will check in for Wisconsin, in for Crowell. 7.9 left in the half, 43-32 Wisconsin. Tyson Walker, sideline left front court, will inbound. Looking, throws it to Hogard. He's against Gilmore, down to 5 seconds. Hogard left of the lane, drives to the rim, shot up. No, he was got a piece of it was Gilmore, but he also got a piece of Hogard, and Gilmore's picked up a couple of fouls here in the closing seconds of the half. 3.6 seconds remaining, and A.J. Hogard will shoot two.
That's a tough matchup for Gilmore. He did a really good job of staying in front of him. There's just no reason to bail a guy out. That's the only shot he's got is a fadeaway.
Hogard with 6 points, 1 of 2 at the foul line. First free throw is good, 43-33 Wisconsin, with 3.6 seconds left in the half. Second free throw coming up for A.J. Hogard.
You would think with 3.6 seconds left, they're going to run a patented Old Platteville play here for the timeout.
Yeah, Greg using the timeout as Hogarth hits both free throws. So here you go. 3.6 left in the half. 43-34, Wisconsin leading Michigan State.
This kind of design play, typically what it looks like is a wheel. Like all comes off the half court, and that action is to shoot it down the sideline to get a good look at the bucket. So I'm kind of excited to see what they're going to throw here.
Yep. They still do that. They still practice situations just like this. Bo Ryan drilled you guys forever in a day on
ever. Because you never know when you're going to have those opportunities. If you're not going to run that hard, how are you going to do it and execute it at game speed? So this is why you run those plays. And my coaches, it may sound insane while you're in practice, but this is it.
Marcus Ilver has checked in for Wisconsin out there with Winter, Klesmich, Storr, and Hepburn. And you want to get the ball moving forward. If you're Michigan State, you want to try to move them side to side if you can. Marcus Ilver will inbound. No one on him. 3.6 seconds left in the half. Ilver looking and throws it to Hepburn with three, with two. Chucky across half court. He'll let it fly off the back of the rim. No good. And the first half has come to an end. The Badgers go into the locker room up by nine. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. At the half in Madison, Wisconsin 43, Michigan State 34. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Center, Wisconsin 43, Michigan State 34. The Badgers 55% shooting in this first half, including 5 of 12 from the three-point line. A.J. Storr leading the way. He has 12 points. 8 for Connor Esegian off the bench. Stephen Crowell with 6. Nolan Winter with 6. Tyler Wall with 4. Max Klesmich with 3 first half points. Carter Gilmore with 2. Jaden Akins has 9 to pace Michigan State. Likewise for Malik Hall. 8 for A.J. Hogard. 4 apiece for Tyson Walker and Jackson Kohler. At the half, Wisconsin 43, Michigan State 34. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by America Family Insurance. Charlie and I back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop. But that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
Hey Badger fans, ready to make a career move that's sure to score big? Join our winning team at UW-Madison. From accountants and chefs to painters and veterinarians, we've got a diverse roster for all skills. As one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, we offer competitive salaries, state group health care, and opportunities to level up your talents. That's what you can expect when you work with Bucky at UW-Madison. Join our dedication to innovation and the Wisconsin idea. Apply today at jobs.wisc.edu/Bucky and score big with UW-Madison.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
Shh. While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime of the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 43, Michigan State 34. Alumni weekend. Number of members of past Wisconsin basketball teams are here, including our own Charlie Wills, recognized here tonight. Hey. I see Joe Chernelik has the uniform. He's ready to go.
That is classic.
That's beautiful.
I love it. Yeah, it's such an awesome deal. And you know what? The brotherhood, it doesn't matter how far back. I remember when I first got out, the guys were just insane about hanging out and saying hi. There they are, some of the good guys.
There they are.
Oh, Ricky Bauer.
Oh, my goodness.
Talk about the boys that could shoot it.
It's been a minute.
BV, how are you, brother?
Rael Shuby over here.
Yeah, wow.
There you go.
What's up, brother?
There you go. Mo Kane. Ricky Bauer. I had to do a double take there.
I know. I was like, wait, who is that guy?
It's fun. Fun
a
to see
guy that
back.
Could shoot.
Oh,
the ball.
My goodness. Oh, whoa. Yes. He definitely.
Where is he? Blocker mover. I'm going to get him open.
Yes, sir. Now, fun to see those guys back. And a lot of these guys, I see. You know, during the course of the season, you know, guys like Jay Shell, Billy Douglas, you know, Hallie, their daughter, yes. is a member of the women's basketball team. But it's fun to see how invested they are into what's going on today.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
Yeah. When I graduated, I don't think I really understood it, but as you got to be with those guys and see the energy and see how excited they were 20, 30, 40 years away from the program, I now understand it. 20 years out, you're like, you love it just as much as you were the day that you played here. So it's a fun brotherhood. You get to reminisce, and hopefully after the game, we get to go to Lucky's and do the same tonight.
Well, I think it's an obligation. There you go. Don't have to ask twice. Badgers lead Michigan State at the half, 43-34. More of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance. Coming up, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Gear up for your winter adventures with Gates Sportline Recreational Belts. The belts specifically designed for snowmobiles, RVs, and all-terrain vehicles. Gates Power Sports Belts are built for the cold. So stop by your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store today and ask our expert staff to help you. Choose top-quality Gates Power Sports Belts and conquer the cold this winter. Only from your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts stores. And thank you for shopping locally. Service is the difference. We get it.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof, a three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
At the half, Wisconsin 43, Michigan State 34. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
9-point lead for the Badgers at the half. Probably a good time to revisit your keys to the game. How's it going so far?
I think what Badgers are doing a fabulous job on limiting that fast break opportunity. They did get a couple of those, especially quickly after a miss, but Wisconsin's controlling the glass. They're limiting lane activity and lane shots.